Hello, everyone. We're going to do our weekend motivator, and I have a really good topic. This came straight from Kathy Hartman. I was asking the coaches, I was like, tell me some good things that I can talk to the tribe about that's really going to motivate them. So I want to focus in on a question that's in the planner that I think is one of the most important questions that we ask, which is, how do I make weight loss easier today? We are not taught to make weight loss easy. We are taught by the whole diet industry that it should be a shit show and that it should be hard and all the things. And I am on a mission to teach women that it is easier than you think it is. And so when you allow yourself to start thinking, how am I going to make weight loss easy today? You start coming up with ideas. So the biggest thing is we don't want to overcomplicate the process of weight loss, because when we overcomplicate it, guys, we start restricting, we start depriving, we start denying ourselves all kinds of stuff. And if you haven't learned anything in the tribe from all of the success stories, here's what I want you to learn. They all decided to make it easy. They're not going to sit there and tell you, like, I'm just going to tell you it's the hardest thing I've ever done. No. We're doing the basics. We teach you 1% changes. We teach you little level ups. So here's what I want you guys to do. Is I want you guys to post in this video, what is your way, your one way of making weight loss easy? So if you are a success story, I want you to do hashtag success story, like 80 pounds. Whatever you've lost, I want you to do hashtag success story and the number of pounds you've lost, like 80 LBS. And then I want you to share how you make weight loss easy. If you are someone who's not had weight loss yet, I want you to reply in this thread one of your unique ideas, or I want you to thank a success story for telling you how to make weight loss easy. This is important. And tag your accountability groups. Have them come in here. Make sure they watch this video. I'm going to give you the ones that me and the coaches came up with. Number one, one of the best ways to make weight loss easy, and this is going in the brand new No BS that's releasing at the end of December. You get 4 16-ounce bottles of water. You put them on your desk right in front of your face so that you don't forget them. That is an easy way to hack the water. Water is key to weight loss. You can't lose weight dehydrated. You spike your cravings for sugar. You spike your cravings for carbs. And you spike your afternoon cravings for energy. Because if you don't have enough water in your body's got to have energy. And it will crave food if you are not hydrating. So you just put 4 16 bottles of water out and you get them done. And this is all going in No BS. If you're a teacher, then you're going to drink. My shift workers, my teachers, you guys, when you first hit the ground, first thing in the morning, you're going to drink 24 ounces. And then 30 minutes before lunch, you're going to drink 24 more ounces. And then when you're off work, you're going to drink 24 more ounces. You can get through your water that way quite easily. If you have to turbo jam it, just turbo jam it. All right. The second one is one of the best ways to make weight loss easy is to make sure that you're making a realistic plan. I know that sounds crazy. I say it all the time. But you have to make a realistic plan. And that realistic plan needs to be like, all right, am I an 8 or better on following this? And then once you make your realistic plan, comb through it, if you're an 8 or better, and say, is there anything possible on this realistic plan that I might be able to just level up just a tad? Is it a bite less? Is it half the mayo I usually eat? If you are doing pizza, can I go thin crust versus thick crust? Anything counts. You want the small incremental wins. Can you add in 5 minutes of walking a day? One of the things I like to do is almost every single day, I either Marco Polo my friends or I call my mom. And you know what I do? I walk while I talk, even if I'm walking around the house. My son probably gets over 10,000 steps a day, and he goes to school all day long because at night, he likes to watch his YouTube videos, he likes to call his grandparents, he likes to talk to people, and he walks around the island and his bedroom. It all counts. Your body doesn't care if you're on a treadmill, if you're outside, or if you're just walking around your damn house. If you want to get in a little movement, you can do that. Trigger yourself to ask, am I hungry? Like, decide this week, I'm not even going to focus on my plus two. I'm going to focus on my negative two. And I'm going to make sure that every single time that I ask, am I hungry before I eat? And if I forget, then at the moment that I remember, I'm going to stop eating and I'm going to ask myself, am I hungry? Was I hungry before I started? Do I remember? So that you get your brain trained to asking the question. Can you eat at the table? Like, this is a big one, I think, for a lot of us. A lot of us eat at the TV and then we zone out and then we overeat. Can you switch to eating somewhere else? Would it make it easier for you to stop at your two if you weren't just sitting in your usual big comfy chair under your blanket eating like you do every single night, like a zombie? Change where you eat. Take your blanket off. Do something that requires a little discomfort. And the last one is, like, can you go to bed 5 minutes earlier? If sleep is one of your things, you do not have to go to bed 3 hours sooner than you normally do when you're up all night watching TV. But could you go 5 minutes earlier for a week and then back it up another 5 minutes? Guess what? It won't take long before you're at your 7 hours if you keep backing up 5 minutes. And that, once you start getting a little more sleep, start feeling a little better, and you start craving going to bed, you start proving yourself it's not that damn hard. You might be able to do 10 minutes or 7 minutes, but start small. Okay, so how are we making weight loss easier today? Let's figure out how to make these small changes rather than sitting around thinking, this is so hard, I don't know what to do. It's not that hard. You just have to get out of your own way. You have to quit making it hard and start making it doable. When it's doable, you're doing. When it's hard, you're bitching. All right, get after it.